So, Paul, the other day you wrote an interesting article, Gerhard Berger, saying that Verstappen is better than Senna. That's a statement. That's a major statement. Now, I know recently, because from following and, listening to some experts, there's lots of similarities in the ways that Max drives and how Senna used to drive, especially the way they slow the car in a corner using gear shifts. Is it simply this way? There are similarities. Is Berger's statement being exaggerated?
Well, I don't think it's been exaggerated because it's what he said, And yes, it's a big statement that he made. But Gerhard Berger is the best placed driver person on the planet on two counts. And A, he raced in with McLaren in Senna's team. He admitted at the time, which was quite an admission, I must say, for a racing driver to make at the time, that he simply was not as good as Senna. And the two of them had a really good friendship. Teammates had blossomed. Senna won two titles while they were together for 3 years at McLaren. And Berger never held it against him. He just accepted that Senna was better. And because of that, they were very close. And Senna didn't have any friends that I can recall of in Formula One in the early days and even at that period. He was up against everybody in his own mind, I think, to a certain extent. But Berger came and mellowed him out, and they had a lot of jokes, and they threw briefcases out of helicopters. And there's some famous stories of the two of them getting along super well. And Gerhard has always said that Senna was the greatest. He saw Schumacher here, and he had always said, I'm going to be honest with you, I can't disagree with him. I haven't said this publicly, and probably not. I have written about it. I do believe Max is just on another level of incredible. In terms of how it compares to Senna, from the beginning, and I'm telling you that there's a difference. Okay, first of all, there's two different eras. Let's just forget the cars. Just think of exposure. Okay, in the time that I happened to be, well, the fantastic good fortune to shoot for IPA, which was an agency that served Marlboro. So we basically had the Marlboro account in Formula One. I had super access. Like, I'd be in the pits, pretending I'm photographing one thing, and I could hear Senna and Berger speaking, or I could hear the mechanics speaking, or Ron Dennis, because I was like a fly on the wall. But I was always listening and absorbing. And there were a couple of parallels that are just absolutely, they're almost bizarrely similar, apart from the driving style. And I can tell you, I did experience the Senna, the bah, 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 on the accelerator, to change direction and use the power to do that. I noticed that because as a photographer, we were obviously allowed trackside, and during practices, or even in, especially in practices when the car came around solo, when they come in a pack, you can't really hear it. But when Aidan used to come around, and I remember Magny-Cours has like a little hairpin, and I think on the inside, I was on the inside because then his car broke down. But anyway, he came around the corner, and you could hear him, wah, 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 and he's just getting it to just turn and go. And yeah, it was, I noticed that, and apparently that's what Max does, and you can actually see it. You can actually see it on boards and stuff like that. So he likes a pointy car, everybody says. In terms of the other striking aspect, which to me is so similar, is that when Senna entered Formula One, he came in on his own terms. Okay, he had a lot of offers. Well, he had offers, but he went with Tolman, which was a minnow team at the time. And because he wanted to do it his way. And from that point on, Senna was always in the wars with the other drivers. The famous Monaco Grand Prix, which he might have won in the wet with Prost and Ickx bringing out the flag to end the race early. And Senna was not happy. And he finished second in a Tolman, which was like a boat, which was fortunate because it was raining. But it showed his mastery, And Senna always had this, the world's against me kind of attitude until he became world champion. And then he chilled. And when he won a second world title, he was even more chilled. And I see that in Max. When Max first arrived on the scene, it was the world was against Max. And I think he thrived on that pretty much like Senna. And he wasn't scared of controversy. And there you go. After the first champion, it's a chilled Max. The second champion, Man, it was a super, super chilled Max. So to me, that's the thing, that they created themselves as victims. Perhaps they were, to a certain extent, with envy or whatever from the other drivers and teams or whatever, but I don't think so. It was a lot of it self-created, and then they basically used that to motivate themselves. But once they've achieved that goal of being world champion, once, twice, three times, they just mellowed out a lot more and got better. You know, they mellowed out, but they just became more clinical and better. You know, Senna passed, so we couldn't see how much greater he could have become. But when they sorted out those Williamses, I think he would have adapted, because that's another thing that they share in common. They adapt. They adapt to the cars and they drive them. And, you know, Max doesn't need to be Charles Leclerc fast, you know, as a qualifier, because he's so good in the race. He's so smart, you know. And Senna, in contrast, he was a fantastic qualifier, but also a very smart racer. And to me, there's always been parallels, always.
Yeah, great insights, Paul. I think you're the best person to speak about this, because, you know, I'm witnessing the Verstappen era now, but you witnessed both. You're lucky enough to witness both. And I know there's lots of stories in there in you about Senna, which we'll keep maybe for another video. But I've always been at awe when thinking about Senna, the achievements. And it just makes me sad that I wasn't able to, he didn't live on. I couldn't witness them hands on. So yeah, great insights. Thank you for those. And well, I think Max has enough time ahead of him to prove that he's the greatest. Let's see.
Okay, I'm going to say, look, and you can close because you have to close, but it's important to note that this greatest debate is very, very contentious, and it's really not fair, especially on a driver like Fangio, who drove 3.5 hours at the Nürburgring Nordschleife in cars that were death traps to win Grand Prix, to today's cars where Max takes this brilliant, brilliant RB19 and does incredible things with that car. But you can't, you know, how many drivers would have driven in the of today's generation would have driven in the 70s when Formula One drivers died on a regular basis? You know, it wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have had so much youth. So honestly, we've just got to compare eras. And Senna was the greatest of his era. Schumacher was the greatest of his era. Prost was the greatest of his era. Niki Lauda. Now Max Verstappen. And of course, we've had Lewis Hamilton. There was a certain 2-year spell of Fernando Alonso. And these are all greats. And I don't think we should compare them. We should just cherish them.
Fully agree. Fully agree. The GOAT discussion in F1, honestly, it doesn't take you anywhere. It's very hard to decide. Maybe in other sports we can do that, but not in F1. Like you said, they're the greatest of their eras, and they're the greatest among their peers. And I think this is what Max has been showing for the past few years now. And let's see how long he's going to do it. I think he's going to do it for longer.
Well, hopefully not. You know, I don't hold it against him, but for an entertainment value, I have to agree with you. I think RB20 is going to be mega, and he's just going to get better and better and better. And hopefully Ferrari and Mercedes, they owe it to Formula One, they owe it to themselves, they owe it to their drivers, most importantly, to produce cars on par with what Adrian Newey has given to Max.
Yeah, 2024 is not long away. We'll find out.